This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, July 6th. Well, tariff fears play a big role in grain trading on Thursday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Soybeans do not look cheap if trade wars accelerate into tomorrow. The number one factor, export pace, already slow for soybeans, and China is threatening to add another 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans if the U.S. retaliates. Second factor for the market is the weather, still looking quite bearish with the July heat. Not really a factor for soybeans. Soybean market likes it a little warm in the month of July. August will become more critical weather for the soybean market. Conditions are already rated very high.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 12 and a half at 506. July corn was up 0.75 at 342 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 590. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 20 and a quarter, ranging from 607 and a quarter, 637 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 12 and a quarter, ranging from 666 and a half to 689 and a half. Live cattle for August were down 7.5 cents at 106.55. August feeder cattle were down 22.5 cents to 152.95. And July, Class 3 milk was down 16 cents at 1433.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.